Staying focused is one thing, but when life hits while you're trying to walk in your purpose and assignment, discouragement may soon follow. Hi, I'm Rachel Scott, founder of the I Can't Come Down movement and Women's Conference. I want to invite you to join me on October 10th, 2020 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Twinsburg as women from all across Northeast Ohio and surrounding states gather together to learn how to walk in their purpose and assignment with greater determination. Main event tickets are just $15 and seating is limited. There will also be a separate brunch theater prior to the main event. To learn more and to register, go to ICan'tComeDown.com.
Are you a new or established business owner that's in need of design, printing, or promotional products? Are you ready to move forward with a great idea but want a quality website, brochure, banner, business cards, t-shirts, and more? If so, TKI Design and Printing is your one-stop shop for all your design and printing needs. With quality design and affordable printing, let us help make your company unforgettable. For more information, visit us at tkidesignandprinting.com or call us at 855-546-9282. That's 855-546-9282.
Welcome to the Team Kingdom Impact Show, where we talk about impacting, influencing, and transforming the world around us. Tune in every Saturday from 11 to 11:30 on Word Cleveland. Here are your hosts, Willie, Rachel, and Eric.
Good evening, everybody. Hello. Hello. If you're tuning in your car and to our Facebook family, hello. Good to see you. Good evening. Good evening, Rachel.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, Willie.
Good evening. Good evening.
And good evening to our special guest, Danielle.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. In today's show, y'all, we will be chatting with Danielle Goggins. She is a traumatic transition therapist and owner of Nevertheless Life Center on how trauma impacts our influence and the importance of healing spiritually, mentally, and emotionally to help bring about kingdom transformation. So we're glad to have you on the show today. Welcome.
I am so happy to be here. I'm a big fan. So to be able to sit at the anointed table...
Thank you so much,
praise
Danielle.
God. Praise God.
We are a big fan of you, okay?
Well, I want to start off just initially. Danielle's a good friend of mine, actually godmother of my children, too, so that's awesome. But you, in the work that you've done, you have transformed my life personally, and I want to publicly announce that because through the emotional work that you've done, you helped me see that, particularly as a man, that anger is an emotion that is not the only emotion I have. So through the work that you've done, you've impacted my life, and I see the value and the benefit of being emotionally healthy in all that we do in our journey, in our ministry. So thank you for that.
You're absolutely welcome.
That's so awesome. Aw, that's
it's
awesome.
Made you a better friend. Now I can stand.
There you go.
Yeah, now she can stand me.
Now I can stand.
So I guess I have a question. Mm-hmm. When we talk about trauma, what is trauma? Like, how do you actually define trauma?
That's a really good question. I think that as a society, we tend to go to polar opposites. We either make trauma such an ordinary word that everything is traumatic. You know, mm-hmm. like I got 4 red lights in a row. I was traumatized.
Right.
Or we go to the other end of the spectrum where we think of the worst thing that we can imagine, and we use that comparison to quantify whether or not we've experienced a trauma. Mm. Simply put, trauma is any encounter that you have that influences you in such a way that you it adversely affects how you're able to navigate life as you know it.
Wow.
So if you have an experience and it changes your capacity to fully be present in any part of your life, you have experienced a trauma.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say that most people in their lifetime actually experience some kind of trauma?
I would say yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. When our brains are working the way they're supposed to, we're able to disconnect from the experience, throw it into our subconscious, and be able to move on. Mm-hmm. But when a sort of a trauma disorder occurs, or when something just shakes us to a tremendous degree, we're not able to shake it, which means our brains don't understand that the experience we had is no longer happening.
Mm-hmm.
So when trauma becomes problematic, it's when that experience stays present with you. So we know that, like with flashbacks or different things like that. So our bodies, while brilliant in saving us and rescuing us, they don't, our bodies don't really know what's going on. We have to inform our body, if that makes sense.
Right.
So if I have an experience with heights, for instance, if I fell from a high, fell off of a ladder when I was in my teens, and now I'm afraid of heights. My fear of heights isn't about the moment that I'm in. Say you and I want to go on a roller coaster together. It's not the roller coaster that has me terrorized. It's the moment when I fell off the ladder that has me terrorized.
Right.
And my body doesn't realize that I'm in this moment with you, Rachel, and not back in the moment on the ladder. So it responds like I'm still on the ladder. And so I'm traumatized by that experience, and it affects how I'm able to move forward in the rest of my life.
That's good. I actually had a conversation with someone, and they were spoke to pretty much the same thing, and they were afraid of heights. And they traced it back. They found out from talking to their parents, whatever, that they had literally they had fell down some stairs while they were a child inside of like one of those baby things in the walkers.
Wow.
They literally went down the stairs. They didn't get injured or anything like that, but they the walker went downstairs.
Yeah.
And so they traced it back to that. So that's interesting that you say that.
Absolutely. Right. Like our bodies, every emotion that we experience is from the first time you most intensely experience that emotion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what you and Rachel experience as love is from the moment you knew you loved each other.
Right.
And over again, when you go through your entire relationship, those moments where you stare over at her and you think, I like her.
Right.
You like are now. Experiencing. Easy now. Easy.
Good setup, thank you.
The moment you're experiencing is the moment you fell in love. Your brain says, oh, my heart is racing. I like what I'm looking at. She smells this way. She sounds this way. Right. I remember what this is. This is when we fell in love. And so it reactivates that.
Wow.
On the other end, when it comes to things like terror, fear, concern, your brain does the same thing. Sort of in the same way we visually fill in the blanks. Everyone saw that, you know, understand that science where... the things we look at, our brain kind of figures out. You know how you do those little puzzles where there's like space and the letters missing, but you can still read the word?
Yeah. Right.
It's like, how can we read that?
Right.
Well, our brains say, okay, I know what that's supposed to be. I fill in the blank.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That is a definition that I've never heard before, but it gives so much clarity when we hear this word, because like you said, it has become such a common word that it's almost used everywhere. Trauma here, trauma there, everything is trauma. But really, when you define it that way, it's like, no, it's compartmentalized to certain things, but what you're really experiencing is the after effect of that thing. So everything after that isn't the trauma itself, is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's that moment that is reminding you of that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's our inability to move past the moment. When you can't move past the moment, you've had a traumatic experience. When you get stuck in that cycle and you can't get yourself out, you have a trauma disorder. And the disorder is when your chemistry of your brain realigns. So your brain starts reforming its connections in a different way, using the trauma as its information for how it should determine what happens next. And a lot of times that's a distorted view.
I got a question. I don't know if this is going off script because Rachel's really good at keeping us on script. So.
Yeah.
with this question, if it is, she can jump in and say, well,
are you still feeling the love?
Yeah, back. Right.
Because I'm seeing some other looks back and forth now.
She'll just jump in and say, well, let's hold that question. So the question I have is, so how do we trace that back to the initial trauma began? How do you kind of track your steps back to figure that part out? If you have something that, like somebody else listening may say, well, I'm afraid of heights. How do I trace that back? Or I'm afraid of dogs. Like, how do I trace that back? So
I think that's a great question. And I do know that in the world of psychotherapy, there are different types of thought, you know, whether or not it's necessary to go all the way back to trace it, or if it's helpful in particularly in solution focused therapy, you don't have to go back. You just have to stay in the moment, and having an honest conversation about what's happening now that I'm afraid of allows you to kind of work through that experience. So things like grounding and being aware of your environment. So you don't always have to go back to go forward. For some people, they might not be able to remember it, especially if your brain defends you and blocks it from you.
Gotcha.
Wow. That's so good. So and maybe we'll talk in more depth. We can get started now, but after the break, why do you think, and I guess I'm going to bring this in as a Christian. Why do you think that addressing the trauma for a believer or an unbeliever, I guess, is so critical to how you're able to move forward in life?
Absolutely. That is a fantastic question. So in short, because trauma limits our capacity to move fully forward, until we address it, we're only a part of what God intended us to be.
Mm. Wow. That's good.
Wow.
That's good.
That's good.
Right.
Wow.
And so one example is we do fast. We use the spiritual discipline of fasting when we want to get closer to God, hear an answer, get clarity on something. Correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is it God's intention that we don't eat ever?
No.
No.
It's just fasting for a while.
Right.
As believers, we tend to approach the emotional work necessary for wholeness in the way where we say, okay, if we only trust in God, we only pray, we only do scriptures, but we don't think about the therapeutic work that's necessary. Right. It isn't his intention that we don't use the tools he put for us here this side of heaven.
Right.
We have our spirit and we have this earthly vessel. Wow. This side of heaven, we have the responsibility to take good care of that.
Right.
Oh, that's so good. We're going to talk more about trauma after this break. Make sure that you're tuning in. Please. We have so much more to hear from Danielle. Are you an aspiring author or part of a writer community? Do you desire to know more about self-publishing, speaking, and marketing? Hi, we are TKI Publishing, and we provide self-publishing education and support services. We have had the honor of partnering with libraries all across Northeast Ohio to provide writers with free self-publishing workshops on topics such as Blueprint for Self-Publishing, A Book and a Brand, and Speaking to Sell. If you would like to learn more about self-publishing or register for a workshop near you, visit www.tkipublishing.com. Staying focused is one thing, but when life hits while you're trying to walk in your purpose and assignment, discouragement may soon follow. Hi, I'm Rachel Scott, founder of the I Can't Come Down Movement and Women's Conference. I want to invite you to join us on April 18, 2020 at the Parma Snow Auditorium as women from all across Northeast Ohio and surrounding states gather together to learn how to walk in their purpose and assignment with greater determination. Main event tickets are free and limited, and there will be a special breakfast theater prior to the main event. To learn more and register, go to icantcomedown.com.
We all have an emotional junk drawer. It's time to face your junk by allowing Jesus to clean out the mess and organize the rest. This is Maria of Hope Will Arise, and I believe the God-centered solution to living life heals the junk people struggle to hide. Hope will arise out of the ashes of your past broken relationships, fractured families, and sickness. Through Jesus, hope will arise. Come walk a mile with me at hopewillarise.com, share in moments of hope, and book me for your speaking engagements.
We are back, and we are having an amazing conversation about trauma with Danielle Goggins. And I'm already being so informed about the reality of what trauma looks like and what it really means, and how we often overuse the term and really don't have a true understanding of it. But over the break, we talked a little bit and mentioned it somewhat before the break as to, as a Christian, what it looks like for us to understand the components of trauma, but also, and know that we have to deal with it in the spiritual, but also in the natural. And I think that sometimes we almost only deal with it in the spiritual and don't address it in the natural. And there's something that goes on there that we don't fully get the healing that we need. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I would agree. One of the things that we were talking about is that my experience, particularly working with people of faith in my practice, is that Christians tend to hide behind their faith when it comes to the tough work of doing the emotional task of healing. One thing that I say often is the very first principle that we learn about Christianity is John 3:16. For God so what the world?
Love.
If your heart is broken, how in the world would you understand what he means by love?
Right.
So you can't just jump into this spiritual conversation being informed by what? When we think about the models that God uses for us to understand him, he uses the model of our humanity. So he is our Father, Right?
Right.
His son died for us.
Yes.
And so relationships are significant for us to understand him fully.
Right.
And yet when it comes down to the tough work of dealing with your past or taking responsibility for your attitude, we decide instead we're going to be spiritual and skip the model that he's given us.
Wow.
And so the model that he's given us is understanding at least, and I like to say it in this way, this side of heaven. Because we are this side of heaven.
Right.
We can't be acting like we're on the other side of heaven. This side of heaven, we have these vehicles, these bodies, these vessels to work with, and we do have a responsibility to manage them. And so if your heart is broken, or if your perspective or your understanding of love is distorted, you will not have a full experience with God at all.
Right.
I can know you, Rachel, right? I can know who you are. I can know what you do. But if I don't know you as a cook and I'm hungry, then I will be with a person who could feed me and never know that she can give me a meal.
Wow.
And so if we don't know the emotional connection by understanding our relationships that we have, we are not fully experiencing God. We're limiting our experience with him.
That's really good.
Yeah. Ooh. This is so good. And we may have spoken to this a little bit, but when we look at society now, and we have a society of people who have experienced the trauma the way that we just defined it, what happens in society when it goes unaddressed? Like, we understand what happens, and what happens in the church when it goes unaddressed. So it's a twofold. What happens in society and what happens in the church and its impact in society when it goes unaddressed?
Yeah, we get a lot of mess. We get a whole lot of mess. Yeah. When you look at TV and you're online and you're checking out things, when you are confused and shaking your head, you see the impact of individuals being led by brokenness due to trauma. You cannot be whole with a broken, like you're wobbling.
Right.
You're wobbling through life and trying to play it off like that's your pimp walk. Like you're trying to be cool. Right. Like, I'm different. No, you're not different. You're troubled. You're hurt. You're wounded. And so, or terms like, I just keep to myself. You got that? I just keep to myself.
Right.
Or ladies, I only can, I'm only friends, I'm better friends with guys than I am with girls.
Yes.
Now, we needed a television so everybody could see. I just cut my eyes both ways.
I grew up my whole life hearing people say that, and I'm like, I never really understood it. Mm-hmm. But the root of that is trauma, either from a parent, trauma from their own personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's trauma almost that's been passed on that says, I don't trust.
Yep, it's a lack of trust. It's not about who you get along with. It's about who you're willing to trust. Life in and of itself is about being courageous.
Right.
Living life abundantly isn't just about thinking it's a good idea. It's about being courageous enough to have the audacity to do it.
Wow.
And when we are wounded, we can't be courageous. And Christians not courageous?
That shouldn't be the case.
Wow.
It's so important that people realize how trauma will hinder the impact and influence and how they can actually transform atmospheres around them based on them either not knowing that they have trauma that they need to deal with or based on the fact that they don't necessarily know how to deal with it. Or, like you said, kind of hiding behind our faith in a sense of, well, I'm not supposed to, or misunderstanding our faith and feeling like I don't have the right to feel this way. I don't have the right to, I forgave, or I said what I had to say. I should be done with it. I should be over with it, but I'm not. And they have to realize that they're not, and they may need to go see a therapist, or may need to get some actual physical, a physical walkthrough so they can go through the healing process and not just over spiritualize it and say, okay, God, just take this thing away from me.
Which brings me to a question. So then what would be that first step? In going after that, I am in church, like you said, hiding. I'm hiding behind my feelings. I'm hiding behind my faith. I'm even hiding behind ministry, right? People are going in ministry broken and therefore bleeding on other people because of their brokenness. I may be aware or I may not be aware that this is something that I have to address. But now, after hearing the conversation, particularly our listeners, what do I do to take the steps toward that healing or toward that overcoming the trauma?
Right. Absolutely. What makes the transition or the next step the most difficult is having that, the same faith we use to be Christians, has to be the same faith we use to reach out, to make a connection to someone who can help us.
Right.
Ultimately, because what I do for a living, I'm often told by very close friends that I see everything through the clinical lens. And at that rate, everybody's going through something. Well, that's true. Well, some folks need medication. Usually the people that bring it up. However, I like to say that to the degree that you need help, you have to look at your life. There's a term called clinically significant. So all of us have little nuances, but it's a matter of whether or not it's clinically significant. Is it clinically significant if it affects your life, if it affects your love relationships, your friendships, your work, those type of things, any of those things that affect you, you say, okay, I need to pull back. You start off with very traditional things. Finding a counselor.
Right.
Finding someone who went to school, who specializes in recognizing what trauma is, having a conversation and saying, help me figure out what's going on.
Right.
And a good counselor, a good therapist will help you decide what you want to do about it next.
Right.
They won't have a plan for you. They'll help you figure out what's going to be best for you.
I think it's important to have someone you trust that's able to tell you this. Like, you may not know it yourself, but to say, hey, you might need to take a next step. You know, whatever that next step may look like, which it may be counseling, there's something else deeper going on, and I love you enough to tell you this. So after this break, we are going to wrap it up with just a few more questions and just some amazing wisdom about trauma that you're sharing with us. So we will be right back.
Are you a new or established business owner that's in need of design, printing, or promotional products? Are you ready to move forward with a great idea but want a quality website, brochure, banner, business cards, t-shirts, and more? If so, TKI Design and Printing is your one-stop shop for all your design and printing needs. With quality design and affordable printing, let us help make your company unforgettable. For more information, visit us at tkidesignandprinting.com or call us at 855-546-9282. That's 855-546-9282.
Staying focused is one thing, but when life hits while you're trying to walk in your purpose and assignment, discouragement may soon follow. Hi, I'm Rachel Scott, founder of the I Can't Come Down movement and Women's Conference. I want to invite you to join us on April 18, 2020 at the Parma Snow Auditorium as women from all across Northeast Ohio and surrounding states gather together to learn how to walk in their purpose and assignment with greater determination. Main event tickets are free and limited, and there will be a special breakfast theater prior to the main event. To learn more and register, go to icantcomedown.com.
Are you a mother, wife, or employee in need of some pampering in an elegant and upscale salon? If so, visit Signature Styling Salon. Signature Styling Salon is a full-service salon open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday, with walk-in appointments from 1 to 5 on Sunday. They are located at 4479 Mayfield Road, South Euclid, Ohio, 44121. Just for 1220 The Word listeners, if you mention the station, you can receive a complimentary steam treatment with any hair service. So book your appointment today by calling 216-848-1620. Again, that's 216-848-1620.
Welcome back to the Team Kingdom Impact Show. And once again, if you love the show, you love the conversation, this is where we have living room conversations on the air. If you would like to be a sponsor or a radio advertiser, visit us at teamkingdomimpact.com, where you can find out more information.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're getting close to the end of the show, and we are going to have a little bit more conversation on Facebook, as we always do. So if you want to hop on over there to hear a little bit more about the conversation. But I have a question. So we talk about doing the tough work of the inner healing. And one of the things I'm wondering is, what does it look like for me to go in and say, or dealing with the trauma? What does it look like for me to go in and I say, I'm going to see a counselor, I'm going to see a therapist. What can I anticipate? And what does that look like as a counselor or therapist that has a biblical perspective when going into the therapy itself?
Absolutely. One of the things, like, I'm a Christian and I do psychotherapy. So with my clients, I always tell them we can include as much or as little as you're comfortable with. Sometimes the trauma that they're entering with has to do with the church.
Right.
And so coming in full blown Christian, let's do it like this, right, can be overwhelming. So the first thing that you want to do is go to a good search site like Psychology Today. You can put in the types of things that you would be comfortable with. Speaking to someone who's your same sex, someone who's your same race, or maybe you want, you know, the opposite. Maybe you want someone who has a background in the things you're interested in. A search engine like that allows you to find a therapist. When you find a therapist, that person, like finding a good therapist is like finding a good pair of shoes, the right pair of shoes to go with the right outfit.
Right.
So sometimes when you go into the shoe store, you know what your outfit is, you know what color you're looking for, right? You know what style you think you like, but you try on the shoe and it might not fit.
Right.
Do you buy the shoe and go out of the store anyway?
No.
No. You take the shoe off and you try something else on. I encourage folks to try. Sometimes folks won't go back to therapy because they went already and they think that it didn't work. It was just the wrong shoe.
Right. Right.
So you got to try on another shoe to that feels comfortable for you. The other thing is, depending on the type of therapeutic approach, you may or may not do some history work on where you come from and things like that. A trauma therapist will help you deal with specifically the behaviors or the patterns that are affecting your life and starting from there. And so you'll learn grounding techniques, ways to relax. The hardest work is coming up against what you are experiencing as your reality and being able to pull off the layers of that and trusting what is actually going on. It's the hardest part. Your body is defending you from something that you were terrified of. And so if it's, and so that's the most challenging part. What you can, most therapy can last from 6 to 12 weeks, depending on who you work with and things like that. One-on-one therapy. There's also therapy groups that could be very helpful.
Right.
And you want to look for a therapeutic group because there are support groups, but those aren't necessarily led by therapists or licensed individuals. So a therapeutic group. So you find the setting that works for you. So you can expect having some uncomfortable topics brought up. It could be difficult. Right. Some tears, some discomfort, some challenge with some of the things that you say that you believe.
Which is necessary.
Which is necessary, for the healing. As it relates to bringing in your faith, a good therapist, whether or not they're a Christian therapist, will be able to respect your faith base and integrate it in. Mm. Good practice says that if you come to me and you say you're a Christian and you want that added and included into your therapy, that I either have to do that for you or I have to refer you to someone who knows how to do that for you.
Right.
And so things like including scriptures for helping you meditate, for helping you ground and being mindful, also using biblical principles for things like be anxious for nothing,
right,
and understanding those scriptures, being renewed by your mind, mm-hmm, and those type of scriptures and those type of things helping you and being able to integrate those in.
Now, I have a real quick question too, and I know we have a little bit of time, but speaking to that, what does therapy for a man look different than what therapy for a woman looks like? Would you say that more women tend to take the route of therapy versus men, or what would stop one or the other from going that direction?
I don't believe that therapy is different for men or women.
Okay.
I do believe that what a man or a woman is most comfortable, where the man or woman is most comfortable talking, is different. Mm-hmm. So there, a man may have therapy outside of a therapy session, but the exchange or the conversation is still the same. Finding a safe place to just kind of talk about the things that are difficult. Traditionally speaking, like in the African American culture, before therapists, there was grandma at the kitchen table.
Right.
I don't know why she was cooking all day, but she was cooking all day.
Therapy.
And you could go to that kitchen and sit at that table, and she could tell you good things about all types of topics.
Right.
Well, we don't have that traditional model anymore, and so we need that person who can give us unconditional positive regard, someone who's not going to judge me or my faith or what I've been through, so that I can sit down and say out loud all of the things that I'm dealing with, a therapist is a beautiful opportunity to have someone in front of you to say, now that's crazy.
Right.
And everybody needs somebody to be like, nah, that don't make no sense. Right. You need to bring that in. Right? Right. Otherwise, we out here in these streets thinking that what we think is right. And we're influencing folks in the church through our brokenness.
Right.
And we're impacting people who are watching watching us for how Christians should behave with our brokenness.
Right.
And that isn't the call on our lives. This side of heaven, we got to take care of this vessel as well as growing spirit.
And even if we take the Christianity aspect out of it, we're impacting just it be family and friends, like the it could be our sisters, our brothers, those around us is watching us.
We're impacting our future. Right. Remember, trauma inhibits your ability to be courageous. If you are not courageous, if you are not willing to take the next step, then there are all types of opportunities. This table wouldn't exist without the courage to say, you know what, I'm gonna do this.
Right.
Wow.
That's so good.
That's good.
All the way awesome. I mean, we are running out of time, but we're going to continue this on Facebook Live. But if you want to reach Danielle, she's on Psychology Today. She also, and Danielle is Danyell. Danielle Goggins, Goggans. She also could be reached at Nevertheless Life Center at gmail if you have additional questions or you're looking for a therapist.
And additionally, she will be a speaker at the I Can't Come Down conference. So if you haven't registered today, tickets are free, icantcomedown.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Danielle. And
my
as
pleasure.
Always, yes, and as always, we just want to encourage you to continue to do the work, to be impactful, influential, so that you can do all that you've been called to do. Are you an aspiring author or part of a writer community? Do you desire to know more about self-publishing, speaking, and marketing? Hi, we are TKI Publishing, and we provide self-publishing education and support services. We have had the honor of partnering with libraries all across Northeast Ohio to provide writers with free self-publishing workshops on topics such as Blueprint for Self-Publishing, A Book and a Brand, and Speaking to Sell. If you would like to learn more about self-publishing or register for a workshop near you, visit www.tkipublishing.com.